What's the verb to give?
Dat,
yes. And to pass?
Передать,
yes. So how do you ask, what do I pass him? Which also means, what do I tell him? What to pass him?
Что передать?
To him.
Ему.
Mm-hmm. Will you change the word order, please?
Что ему передать?
Да. Что ему передать? Pass to them hello or regards.
You are addressing a group of people or one person formally.
Передайте им привет.
Mm-hmm. Передайте им привет. Though the verb дать is concrete, the present of to give looks like it is formed from дать. That is why I give or I am giving is я даю. Я даю. So, I give my word. Please don't use my in the Russian sentence. So in English, I give my word. In Russian, just I give word.
Я даю слово.
Да. Я даю слово. And I give you my word that I will soon do everything.
Я даю вам слово, что я скоро сделаю всё.
Очень хорошо. Молодец. Я даю вам слово, что я скоро сделаю всё. Or, что я всё скоро сделаю. So, сделаю, will do. Mm-hmm. Because the pair is делать, сделать. And what about, he always gives us good advice. Now, the general verb to give, давать, is a е verb, and it's accented. The ending will be accented.
Он всегда дает хороший совет.
Mm-hmm. And what about plural? Good advice. In Russian, the word advice, совет, can be used in the plural.
Он всегда дает хорошие советы.
Mm-hmm. To us.
Нам.
Mm-hmm. Or он всегда дает нам хорошие советы. He is also passing you regards.
Он тоже дает.
That is giving, and let's do pass.
Передает вам привет.
Да, хорошо. Он тоже передает вам привет. And as дать is a concrete verb, you form the future from it, will give, and this form will have the same ending as the verb to eat. Remember the verb to eat? I said it had irregular endings. So, how did we say I eat or I am eating?
Я ем.
Я ем. And I will give.
Я дам.
Дам. The same м. Я дам. So, I myself will give you this. You formally. How does a man say that?
Я сам вам дам это.
Mm-hmm, да. Let's change the word order.
Я сам дам вам это.
Mm-hmm. Oh, я сам вам это дам. But the word order can be different. Right. I will give you one advice. So you just use the singular of advice. I will give you some advice. One advice.
Я вам дам совет.
Mm-hmm. Now let's do one advice.
Я вам дам один совет.
Да. Я вам дам один совет. How did we say he eats?
Он ест.
Mm-hmm. Or he is eating. Он ест. And now he will give.
Он даст.
Yes, он даст. He will give us dust. Mm-hmm. And he will pass.
Он передаст.
Он передаст. Mm-hmm. The secretary will pass him all the documents. Now, the word for secretary is секретарь, masculine, секретарь. So, the secretary will pass him all the documents.
Секретарь даст...
Pass.
Передаст ему все документы.
Mm-hmm, да, документы. Секретарь передаст ему все документы. Now, let us do informal. You eat or you are eating.
Ты ешь.
Ты ешь. And you will give?
Ты дашь.
Ты дашь. Mm-hmm. We eat or we are eating?
Мы едим.
Мы едим. And we will give?
Мы дадим.
Дадим. Mm-hmm. Мы дадим. And you will give? Formal?
Вы дадите.
Вы дадите, and they will give is дадут, like in идут. Yes, они идут, they are going. Они дадут, they will give. Yes.
So this is your second irregular verb. It follows the same endings as in the verb to eat, есть, except for the they form. Они дадут. This is a ye verb in the they form, and it follows the pattern of они идут. They go, they walk.
To let know, to let somebody know, just to let know is literally to give, to know, which is what?
That's not,
to give, to know, to let know. So, when I have the information about the trip, I will let you know. So, when I will have.
Когда у меня будет информация о поездке, я дам вам знать.
Да. Когда у меня будет информация о поездке, я дам вам знать. And let's do the past. He gave.
Он дал.
Он дал. And she gave. Accent the ending.
Она дала.
Она дала. And they gave.
And here the stress is on the first syllable again.
Они дали.
Они дали. Yes. Now the imperative give me that we did before. Give me, please.
Дайте мне.
Мне.
Yes.
Мне, because it's to me. Give to me. Once again. Please.
Дайте мне.
Дайте мне, пожалуйста. Yes, that's imperative. But how do you say let's go? This is formed from давать. Let us go.
Давайте пойдем.
Давайте пойдем. That is let us walk. Let's go on foot. And how do you say let us travel somewhere?
Давайте поедем.
Давайте поедем. So, will you again say to him?
Ему.
Ему. У is accented. Ему. Let us call it the giving situation. Yes, because it's to give to him or whatever you do to him. The giving situation, which is known as the dative case in grammar. So, ему is to him. And to whom becomes кому. Кому, which rhymes with ему. So, how do we ask? Who needs tickets for the concert? So, to whom needed tickets?
Кому нужны билеты на концерт?
Очень хорошо, but will you please accent the ending of needed in the plural?
Кому нужны билеты на концерт?
Хорошо. Кому нужны билеты на концерт? And to whom shall I pass this? Now, shall I pass will be to pass, just to whom to pass.
Кому передать это?
Да, кому передать это? Will you change the word order?
Кому это передать?
Кому это передать? Now, this ему, to him, is your key for the endings of masculine nouns in the giving situation, the у ending. So, a friend is what?
Друг.
Друг. And to a friend will become?
Другу.
Другу, to a friend. How do you say to tell a friend, which is to tell to a friend?
Сказать другу.
Сказать другу. How do you say, I can say everything to a friend?
Я могу всё сказать другу.
If we emphasize the ending, you can clearly hear the rhyme there. Я могу всё сказать другу. But другу, the ending is not accented. This should be passed to the director. So think ему, to him. So this should be passed to the director.
Директору передать это. Or директору это передать.
You left out the word should or needed. Just add it.
Директору надо, or нужно, это передать.
Да, директору нужно это передать. Now, will you please use директору at the end of the sentence?
Это нужно передать директору.
Okay, это нужно передать директору. Yes. If you place a word at the end of the sentence that emphasizes this word, it's to the director, not anybody else. Это нужно передать директору. All right. Give this to the secretary. And let us do the formal. Now, the secretary was what?
Секретарь.
Секретарь. And you add you to it because you keep it soft and accented. So it becomes секретарю. So give this to the secretary.
Дайте это секретарю.
Mm-hmm. Дайте это секретарю. Pass hello to friend. In English, say to your friend. Pass hello or regards to friend.
Привет передайте другу.
Mm-hmm. Will you start with the verb, please?
Передайте привет другу.
Mm-hmm. Хорошо. Передайте привет другу. Now, let us do a funny sentence. The zoo needs crocodiles and bears. Now, crocodiles and bears, plural. So, need should be plural. The zoo needs to the zoo needed.
Зоопарку нужны.
Accent the ending.
Нужны крокодилы и медведи.
Okay. Зоопарку нужны крокодилы и медведи.
Now, to say thank God in Russian, we say glory to God.
What's the word for glory?
Слава.
Слава. And the word for God is Бог. Three letters, and the last letter is Г. Бог. Бог. Some people pronounce it Бог. Бог. And it is glory to God.
Слава Богу.
Слава Богу, or слава can be translated as long live something or somebody.
To say to each other in Russian is friend to friend, where the second friend is in the giving situation, and the first friend is the dictionary form of friend. So it becomes друг другу, друг другу. So how do you say, we tell each other everything, or we speak everything to each other?
Мы все говорим друг другу.
Mm-hmm, да. Мы все говорим друг другу. Or мы говорим друг другу все. Now the verb to write. To write is писать. That's general. Написать. That's concrete. So писать. Think writing on pieces of paper. Yes? Писать. Написать. So how do you say, I need to write an email to a friend?
Мне нужно писать. Email другу.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Мне нужно писать email другу. Now, will you please use the concrete verb, which is possible here too?
Мне нужно написать email другу.
Mm-hmm. Мне нужно, or мне надо, написать email другу. Yesterday evening, I read a book and wrote emails. Or I was reading a book and was writing emails. How would a man say this?
Вчера вечером. Я читал книгу и писал имейлы.
Mm-hmm. Вчера вечером я читал книгу и писал имейлы. Now to say I am writing is я пишу, where the с becomes the ш, like in English press, pressure. Yes, с, ш. So я пишу, I write or I'm writing. And how do you say then I will write?
Я напишу.
Mm-hmm. Я напишу. I will write to him when I have time. In Russian, it's when I will have time.
Я напишу ему, когда у меня будет время.
Очень хорошо. Я напишу ему, когда у меня будет время. Could you write this word, please? Or please write this word.
Пожалуйста, напишите это слово.
Okay, because слово is neuter. And это, the same ending from слово. Пожалуйста, напишите это слово. Mm-hmm. So, писать is to write, and a writer is писатель. Писатель. The suffix тель with a soft sign often denotes professions. Тель. Писатель. A writer. So, how do you say writers?
Писатели.
Mm-hmm. In the plural, писатели. Толстой is my favorite writer. What's favorite?
Любимый.
Mm-hmm.
Толстой мой любимый писатель.
Mm-hmm. Толстой мой любимый писатель. Make sure you pronounce писатель soft in the ending. Писатель. I have read all his novels, or I read all his novels. Yes, a novel is роман. Spell роман. And how does a man say this?
Я читал все его романы.
Романы. Mm-hmm. Я читал все его романы. So, to read is читать. How do you think will you say a reader if писатель is a writer and a reader?
Читатель.
Читатель, a reader, and readers?
Читатели.
Читатели. Now, to build is what?
Строить.
Строить. And what is a builder?
Строитель.
Строитель. Mm-hmm. Now, let's do another verb. The verb to call or to phone. Звонить. Звонить. Think of a swan. Yes? Can you see a swan with a huge phone under his wing? Звонить. And that's general. Позвонить. Concrete. Звонить. Позвонить. And it's an E verb. How do you say, I will soon call you or write an email? Call to you, of course. Yes? Give you a call. Give to you a call.
Я скоро вам позвоню или вам напишу email.
Mm-hmm. Напишу.
Напишу.
Хорошо. Я скоро вам позвоню или напишу email. Mm-hmm. You can just say once, вам. And how do you say, give me a call, please, when you have the information about the trip?
Позвоните, пожалуйста, мне, когда у вас есть...
Right. Now, in English, it is when you have...
Oh, when you will have.
And in Russian, it is when you will have.
Позвоните мне, пожалуйста, когда у вас будет информация о поездке.
Mm-hmm. Хорошо. Позвоните мне, пожалуйста, когда у вас будет информация о поездке. How do you say, thank God that he phoned?
Слава Богу, что он позвонил.
Хорошо. Слава Богу, что он позвонил. Mm-hmm. So, звонить, позвонить, to call. And you know the transition prefix пере. So what do you think will be to call back or to rephone?
Перезвонить.
Mm-hmm. Перезвонить. When can you call back?
Когда вы можете перезвонить?
Хорошо. Will you say когда?
Когда.
You don't need to say call because it's not stressed. Когда вы можете перезвонить? Now, we've just done masculine nouns in the giving situation. And when a feminine noun is in the giving situation, and feminine nouns mostly end in a, the ending will change from a to е, just like in the location situation. So, how do we say to me?
Мне.
Мне. There's your key. Yes, ending е for the feminine nouns. Мне. And to you, you friend.
Тебе.
The same, because you, friend, always follows the pattern of I. So, мне, to me, тебе, to you. What's a colleague?
Коллеги. Коллега.
One colleague, коллега, feminine. And to a colleague?
Коллеги.
Коллеги. Mm-hmm. And a female friend?
Подруга.
And to a female friend?
Подруги.
Подруги. Right. I need to phone to a friend, a female friend.
Мне надо позвонить подруге.
Mm-hmm. Да, подруге. Yes. Don't worry about the ending because it's unstressed. Even if you mispronounce it, nobody will notice. Yes? You probably will notice that Russian people mostly swallow their endings anyway. So if you can't hear their endings, they won't hear yours. Okay? Мне надо... Позвонить подруге. Mm-hmm. Or it can be to a girlfriend as well. Подруга is a girlfriend too. Right. How do you say pass regards or say hello to mom and dad? In English you say to your mom and dad, but you don't need to say your. Pass hello to mom and dad.
Передайте привет маме и папе.
Конечно. Передайте привет маме и папе. Both are feminine nouns. How do you say Moscow's policy or politics? In Russian, the policy of Moscow.
Политика Москвы.
Mm-hmm. Политика Москвы. Хорошо, the of situation. And what about Washington's policy?
Политика Вашингтона.
Политика Вашингтона, yes. How would you say Washington doesn't like Moscow's policy and Moscow doesn't like Washington's policy? Now, to like, to say somebody likes... In Russian, you say something appeals to somebody.
And how do you say I like or appeals to me?
Мне нравится.
Мне нравится. I like Moscow.
Мне нравится Москва.
Москва. So, Washington doesn't like Moscow's policy.
Washington.
Now, let's think about the ending here, yes? Washington.
Ну.
Okay.
Sorry. Вашингтону не нравится политика Москвы.
Вашингтону не нравится политика Москвы. And Moscow doesn't like Washington's policy.
И Москве не нравится политика Вашингтона.
Да. Вашингтону не нравится политика Москвы, а Москве не нравится политика Вашингтона. Yes, а, by contrast. How do we say to us?
Нам.
And to you, formal?
Вам.
Вам. So, нам, to us, вам, to you, and to friends, you keep the same ending, друзьям, ам, ям, to friends. And here is your ending for plural nouns in the giving situation. Yes, ам, ям, dative plural in grammar. So, how do you say then, to colleagues?
Коллегам.
Коллегам. And to children?
Детям.
Детям. Yes. If a nanny or a childminder is няня, няня, how would you say the children need a kind nanny?
Детям нужна добрая няня.
Mm-hmm. Очень хорошо. Няня.
Няня.
It's a very sweet word. Very soft. Детям нужна добрая няня. Mm-hmm. Нужна, because няня, feminine. How do you say, the guide showed the tourists the town center?
Гид показал туристам центр города.
Очень хорошо. Гид показал туристам центр города. You can also say, the tourists were shown the town center. And to do this in Russian, you say, to the tourists, they showed, dropping the they. So, to the tourists, they showed.
Туристам они...
But you drop они.
So, туристам показали.
The town center.
Oh, центр города.
Да. Туристам показали центр города. In the same way to say, I was told, you say, they told me, without the they. Or they passed to me, rather. I was told I was passed the information. Yes? What is to pass?
Передать.
Передать. And they passed?
Передали.
Mm-hmm. And now to me they passed.
Передали мне.
Or?
Мне передали.
Okay. Мне передали. So they passed me, they told me the information.
Мне передали информацию.
Okay. Мне передали информацию. The secretary was... given the information. Again, the secretary was passed the information to the secretary.
Секретару.
Mm-hmm. Will you please accent the ending there?
Секретару.
Рю, soft.
Секретарю передали информацию.
Очень хорошо. Секретарю передали информацию. All right. What is a firm?
Ферма.
Mm-hmm. И.
Ферма.
Yes, because if you say ферма, it becomes a farm. There is a difference. Now, the manager of the firm was told that all the documents are ready. In English, of course, you would say were ready. Was told, was passed.
Менеджеру фирмы передали, что все документы готовы.
Хорошо. To the manager, yes. Менеджеру фирмы передали, что все документы готовы. A key, the word for key, a key to the door. Ключ, ключ. Think a clue. Ключ, a masculine noun. And keys, you accent the ending. So what do you get?
Ключи.
Ключи, yes. How do you ask then? Did they pass you the keys? Or did they give you the keys? To you, did they pass?
Вам передали ключи.
Mm-hmm. Вам передали ключи. Thank you. I was passed everything. Or it could be I was told everything.
Спасибо. Мне передали всё.
Хорошо. Or change the word order.
Спасибо. Мне всё передали.
Mm-hmm. Очень хорошо. Спасибо. Мне всё передали. Now the word for cold. Cold as in it's cold. Cold is холодно. Sounds like cold, doesn't it? Yes? H-l-d. But there are three O letters there. Холодно. Spelled холодно. How do you say? It's cold here. Start with here.
Здесь холодно.
Здесь холодно. How did we say in the foundation course? It's interesting to me. To me it's interesting.
Мне интересно.
Мне интересно. So how do you say it's cold to me?
Мне холодно.
Мне холодно. Yes, it's cold to me. Or in English you say I feel cold. To me it's cold. And what about he is cold?
Ему холодно.
Ему холодно. And she is cold?
Ей холодно.
And they are cold?
Им холодно.
Им холодно. All right. Now we can turn this холодно into an adjective, and it's холодный. Now it is the second O that is accented. Холодный. I can't eat this soup. It is cold.
Я не могу есть этот
soup. Soup is masculine.
Yeah, этот soup. It's a холодно.
But the soup is masculine, so it's okay. He.
Он холодный.
Well, it's the same as saying he is cold, it is cold, or he is cold. Yes. So, я не могу есть этот суп, он холодный. The word for warm, now, warm is тепло. Тепло. Think tepid. Тепло. How do you say? Yesterday it was very cold, and today it's warm.
Вчера было очень холодно. А сегодня тепло.
Да. Okay, было, and you spell было, холодно, the same O. So, вчера было очень холодно, а сегодня тепло. They say that tomorrow it is also going to be warm.
Говорят, что завтра будет тоже тепло.
Хорошо. Or, говорят, что завтра тоже будет тепло. If we turn тепло into an adjective, then the first е becomes ё, it's accented, and it's тёплый, тёплый. How do you say, it's a warm day today.
Сегодня тёплый день.
Let's continue the sentence. It's a warm day today, and the water in the sea is very warm. Now, the sea is море. It's the same root as in the English word marine. So, it's a warm day today, and the water in the sea is very warm.
Сегодня теплый день, и вода в море очень теплая.
Теплая.
Теплая, because it's water, not the sea.
Okay. Вода, feminine. Вода теплая. Сегодня теплый день, и вода в море очень теплая. В море. The same year as just море. Now the word for frost. Let's do the word for frost. Yes, frost is мороз. Spelled мороз. Мороз. Think morose. Мороз. To say today is frosty, we just say in Russian today frost.
Сегодня мороз.
Сегодня мороз. And the word for ice cream is actually derived from this word. So, from мороз, we get an adjective, which is going to be a neuter adjective. Мороженое. Мороженое. The Z becomes the Ж. Мороженое. It is neuter because what's implied is frozen stuff. Мороженое. So, how will you say, for the dessert, we will have coffee and the kids will have ice cream. So, dessert is десерт. For the dessert, we will have coffee and the children will have ice cream.
На десерт мы будем кофе, а дети будут мороженое.
Очень хорошо. На десерт мы будем кофе, а дети будут мороженое. So, as a dessert, for the dessert, you say на десерт, like we said, на завтрак, на обед.